Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and praise the Lord, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners. What a blessing it is to be here with you on this Thursday afternoon. And I tell you, it is a beautiful day here in the beautiful city of Chicago. Yes, it is. And I am so excited and elated, as always, to come to you and be with you here on the Stars of Heaven Network. And I decided today to bring this word of the day to you by way of Stars of Heaven Network, because I can talk faster than I can type. And I'm really excited to share this with you. I'm not going to be long. But I had to come and share this with you because I tell you, I'm really beholding what God is doing. And it's exciting to see how God's will is being done here on earth as it is in heaven. And today's word, the Lord gave me this last night, and I was going to post it last night, but I was really tired from doing a lot of chores. Yeah, I tell you, a woman's work is never done, never done. So I'm glad that I have fresh eyes and renewed spirit on today to share this with you, and I hope you'll be blessed by it. Now, this word of the word of the day is entitled Beware. Beware of false delegations, amen, or beware of dangerous delegations, because there are going to be delegations whether they're in our favor or not. But I want to quickly just read to you the definition of delegation, because it speaks of the act of or the condition of being delegated, a person or group or persons officially elected or appointed to represent another or others. Now, I tell you, as I share with you, the Lord is really doing a new thing. And by his word and by his spirit, hallelujah, according to what he has purposed in the earth realm. And the thing about delegations is that we need to understand, as the bride of Christ, as the church, that the administration of heaven is not governed like of the governance of the earth. You need to be aware of that and know that if you're part of the true church. And it's really, really important for me, as a dual citizenship, as an ambassador of heaven, to keep my finger and pulse on what's happening here on earth, because it's really important how things unfold here on earth. I closely watch elections. I keep myself renewed and knowing really what's going on by way of prayer or what he's doing, because it's unfolding in the earth realm. Amen. We're not living on Mars, right? So I'm excited about everything that happens, and everything that happens, it happens for a reason. And so when he gave me this word, he was saying that as the bride of Christ, amen, as the sheep of his pasture, that he's doing a mighty work in the local assembly, amen, because, again, the bride of Christ is many members, amen, and God has placed us in the body and set us in his body as it pleased him. And that body represents Israel, amen, his chosen people. And he knows who those are. But I really want to go quickly to Jeremiah 44, because in this message he gave me Jeremiah 44, because he was saying that as he did in fulfilling the Old Testament, he sent his prophets, amen. And in this passage of scripture, he sent Jeremiah, his prophet, and the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, amen, the God of Israel. And again, God is always speaking to his people, amen, and it's important that we have ears to hear what he's saying and our heart to receive what he's saying. And the word of the Lord that came to him by way of the Lord saying, amen, that he's seen all the evil that the children of Israel have brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger. Now, of course, we're in the New Testament. Jesus, giving his body, his blood, appeased God's anger. So I'm speaking of this passage of scripture based on what God is still saying to Israel and still speaking to his people, because the problem is again, sin and hard-heartedness and not wanting to receive the Lord. And the danger of that is when you have people who are delegated within the body of Christ. Make that real clear. Within the body of Christ, that are elected and put up in positions that they either are not mature enough to be in, or they shouldn't be at all. That is a woe, and that's what the Lord said he wanted me to speak on and declare at the top of this broadcast, that he chose the 13 disciples, and he knew one of them would be of the devil, which is Judas. And so it's this great time where we're seeing the changes of the guard, where we're seeing God do a great work. We must be careful to make sure that those appointments are truly by God. Amen. If God has truly given us the vision, if our ministries and what we are manifesting the kingdom of heaven here on earth through our churches, through our gift, through our vocation, that any decisions we make, anything deciding factors will be based on his righteousness. And one of the things the Lord was sharing with me about is the scripture where it says, all things are lawful, but are they expedient? And I want to read the word definition, expedient, for you, because this is really interesting. All things are lawful, but is it expedient? And the word expedient means tending to promote some proposed or desired object, fit or suitable for the purpose, proper under the circumstances, conducive to advantage or interest, as opposed to right. Let me read that again. Conducive to advantage or interest as opposed to right. So sometimes we can make the deciding factors and delegate things or people that is opposed to what's right. And that's what he was saying to me, that many who elect people and put people in positions that should not be there within the body of Christ, because the democracy of the earth and this country is beautiful, because it goes by election of the people. Amen. Good, bad, and different is by the people. Amen. But I'm speaking of the administration of heaven and how the administration of heaven is governed. Amen. As opposed to being the bride of Christ. And he said, false delegations will focus on the reward, spoils, rather than the crown of life. Thank you, Father God. And he said that's the thing. And he said it's also in the interest of filthy lucre. And so when you have appointments and people who are put in positions only for advantage or interest, it's going to always oppose what's right. Amen. And so that's why I'm so excited about how God is really bringing forth now more than ever the bride having the election by way of adoption, by way of repentance, and by way of anointing. And it's something that I so love about the Lord, which, again, like I said yesterday in the broadcast, he changes not. And he took me to when Jonathan began to sought to anoint David, and how he was sent to anoint David, and how he picked out and chose someone else to anoint. Now, the thing that I'm so praising God for is what he's saying right now, that he's really, really, really dealing with his leaders, true leaders, who will receive those who he has anointed, which is how it always should have been. And God said he's doing a new thing, and even removing leaders and their position and their anointing on them for not choosing the right people for the sake of quote unquote ministry or their vision. Because this is how and why a lot of injustice happens. Amen. In the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. And I tell you, that's why the Lord has this thing. That's why he said, I set in the body who it pleased me. And so all of our prayers collectively are going to go up for God, but God knows who he truly has anointed. And it's something that I love about Jonathan is that because he was a man of God, when he thought it was someone he thought it was supposed to be, and they pointed out David, and he said, no, this is not him. The one that you seek it is tending to the sheep. So who God anoints and appoints might not be who you want. Amen? And so, you know, when as leaders, we don't allow God, amen, to bring forth who he chooses, that's a woe. Because, again, we will all be judged, even you know, in my life. Any decision I make has to be according to what his will is. Amen. And so, again, the word of God says, man look on the outer appearance, but God sees the heart. And as Jesus said, to sit on my right hand or my left hand is not given of me, but is given to whom what is prepared of my Father. Amen. And I remember in that same scripture, many walked away because they were mad. They wanted him to be determined. In fact, he said, no, it's my Father. Again, because Jesus came in the name of the Father. He didn't come and speak of himself. He was here to do the will of the Father. So, you know, we can't fool God, you know, and we can't monopolize God and mask what we're doing and say, oh, it's for the Lord and for kingdom, when really there is some other entity working there. Now, the thing that he was also saying to me in preparing for this message was that we must not compromise our position, amen, and we must not make those decisions based on things of the world, amen. Because, again, we're governed by the word of the Lord. And so he was saying we must walk according to his word, which is committed to faithful men. Amen. Faithful men. And that's what he's going to determine by. That's how it's going to determine our crowns in heaven. Amen. And that's the difference between being a pleaser of man and being a pleaser of God. Amen. So we can't be motivated and by the events of this world, and that's why James said any man who's called of God does not war according to the world or affairs of this life. Amen. And that's been one of the things that I made sure that I stayed on course with, even as God moved me forward. And some things in the earth realm, and supporting the community, certain communities, and different things that he wants me to get involved with. I'm being careful to really say, okay, Lord, you show me, you know, who's the best candidate, amen, for the job. I mean, no one's perfect. And but we do want to make the best decisions and what's in best interest of the people, amen? As leaders, that's what we're supposed to be doing, amen? And when you have that that injustice or that spirit of filthy lucre or corrupt politics, because it's politics in anything, in all things, it's democracy in all things. That's not a bad word. It's just when it's done for personal, selfish, and even perverted reasons that it becomes a problem. So he was saying to me that that people are going to make mistakes. People are going to make mistakes. We all do. And that's why he gave me Hebrews, that even as leaders, when we miss it, amen, Hebrews, the 6th chapter, the 6th through 9th verse says, if they shall fall away, renew them again unto repentance. Amen. So, you know, God is a God of a second chance. I believe in redemption. That's the whole message of the gospel is redemption and forgiveness and reconciliation. And I strongly believe that even in the natural. I truly believe in making sure that a person is properly reformed. If they have been incarcerated or anything, that I believe that everyone deserves a second chance. And in that second chance, there's a responsibility to make sure that that you stay on the straight and narrow, amen, and be and stay a law-abiding person and do what you're supposed to do to keep the advantage and the opportunity that's been given you. And so that's the same thing with being born again, amen. The Word of God says that we're to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling, amen. And the thing that he was saying was that if a person falls away, to renew them again unto repentance, amen, especially if that person, or more specifically a leader, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, amen. Every time we sin, every time we miss it, we crucify him afresh. And as the body of Christ, amen, we don't condemn and judge. We renew them again unto repentance. The thing is, after the person has put the Lord to open shame, because that's what we do, we crucify him afresh and anew, we put him to open shame. And it goes on to say that the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed. Hallelujah. And I was praising and thanking God when he gave me this, because I said, Lord, that goes back to the word of the Lord that you gave me yesterday about adorning us, the wardrobe. Amen. And he was saying that he knows how to give us that new mantle. He knows how to give us that new wardrobe. Amen. And it's by what? By whom it is dressed. Amen. Whom it is fitly fitted for. Amen. Who is meant to have it. Amen. Because again, when a person is not renewed and restored by the Lord, by way of repentance, then you get a rent. Amen. That's why he said you pour old wine, new wine in old bottles, they burst. You can't put an old cloth on a new garment, you get a rent. So that renewal, that restoration through repentance gives us a fresh start. Amen. And we should be repenting every day. I repent every day for something I may have said or done, because I don't want any doors open. I don't want the enemy to have any advantage of me. So by whom it is dressed, receive it blessings from God, but that which beareth thorns and bearers is rejected. Amen. So again, God is giving us this new wardrobe. He's given us our new clergic a dormant. Hallelujah. And that's by way of the gifts of the Spirit. That's by way of his anointing. That's by his sweet-smelling Savior. Hey, amen. And I'm praising God for that. And he said, but there's the opposite of that. But that which beareth thorns and bearers is rejected. Amen. And again, that's why the Lord said that he wants us to bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Amen. And not only bring forth fruit that's worthy of repentance, but that your fruit may remain. Amen. So it's not in all the numbers. It's in the straight and narrow, in the very few, amen, that will be saved. It goes on to say, which beareth thorns and bearers is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing. Amen. Not unto cursing. Again, Jesus cursed the fig tree because it wasn't producing anything. Amen. And again, this outwardly, as he said, beware of false prophets and teach you come to you outwardly, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones and wolves, whose end is to be what? Burned. He said, but behold, we are persuaded better things of you. Hallelujah. He said, but I'm persuaded better things of you, even though this is going to be their end, even though they were reserved for this judgment. He said, I'm persuaded to think better things of you, that you have a better covenant. And that the things that accompany salvation through what we what? Speak. Hallelujah. What we declare, what we decree. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And I'm declaring that for you today. I hope that you'll be fully persuaded by the gospel, that you'll be fully persuaded that he is able to do exceedingly above all you can even ask or think. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go on for my time expire. Now, he was saying that again, he desires to renew some and all. Let me say all, not some, all. Unfortunately, many will not. And that's when he gave me Revelation 17 chapter. He said, because the great mother harlots would never repent. Amen. And one thing you need to understand as we move forward in this new year, and we see this year, 2017, come to a close, that there's, you must know the difference between the harlot church and true church. You must know the difference, because there is a harlot church and there is a true church. And this is the year of the greater the blessings, greater manifestation of the power of God. But there's also the great harlot. And so that's why, again, we can't be lopsided. We can't just be wanting all the blessings and don't want to hear the other side of what you could be caught up in and not even know it. Amen. And he said the great harlot would never repent because oftentimes, and what she does is just change positions. That's what he said to me. He said the great harlot would never repent because she knows how to shift and change positions. And so, again, he was saying to me the other day when he was ministering about some things, he said, warn to them to go down to Egypt and make Egypt their covering, amen, but their covering is not of me, amen. And those who go down to Egypt and trust in horses, because there are many, amen. So, you know, we can't take cover in things and make darkness our cover or align ourselves with people just because you figure they'll help you. No. You know, I mean, I've never gotten involved or attached myself to people just because of the numbers or because it's something I want to my advantage. Yeah, I want to know what's in it for me, for sure. Amen. I want the spoils. Amen. But my motivation and my intent is not to get a gain, because I am. I am the blessing. I am the door. Amen. You are the blessing. You are the door. Amen. And so we really have to make sure that the way we administer the kingdom of heaven and our gifts and our vocation is done in righteousness. Amen. I want the crown. I want the spoils too. But the blessing part about being a child of God and being a sheep of his pasture and being the queen and the king and being the leader is that you have been given that by God. Amen. All I have to do is abide in his word. Amen. And be obedient. Amen. Now, he was saying to me that the great harlot would never repent. She would just change positions. And that you need to be able to identify her. Amen. And Revelation 17 talks about what? Having a great golden cup. Having the cup in her hand full of abominations. And that's what he was saying. He said many have fallen away because they what? Did not keep their first estates. Amen. Did not keep their first estates. And so we have to keep our first estates. Amen. And he said, not keeping your first estate, as some have fallen away and just found another way to continue in their rebellion. Amen. So again, as I often say, you got to be able to see beyond what a person is doing. That's why I have on my throne home page of the Bride Queen that scripture about Micah. Amen. And how you have to discern between who serving God and who serving God not. It's not about in works. Amen. And again, I don't have a heaven and hell to put nobody in. But again, the word of God is clear. Amen. About those who we are not to receive after the first and second abomination. Now, what is abomination? Abomination is anything God hates. And in this hour, in every hour, he's always dealing with pride. And pride is the only thing God can really deal with. He's the only one who can deal with it. He knows how to draw that out of a person. Pride is what keeps people uplifted. Pride is the captain and leader, and his subordinates is rebellion and disobedience and stubbornness. Amen. And the word of God says rebellion is just a sin of witchcraft. Amen. So with that rejection, amen, without that renewal unto repentance, amen, you get witchcraft. You get divination. You get people operating out of even their gifts from a dark place and out of the flesh. Amen. And again, the most dangerous person you can ever run into is someone who knows this way, who knew the judgment of God but did contrary anyway. Amen. So I just wanted to really stop by today and just expound on this word about delegations. Amen. And I tell you, we're gonna even as we move forward in the coming years, amen, in the earth realm, I determine, amen, who we choose to put in these local municipalities. And we determine that, and I tell you, I believe strongly in community organization. I strongly believe in supporting and candidates who I feel who the Lord shows me is the best candidate for the job. Because again, nobody's perfect, and I'm thanking God that I'm moving in that direction. Amen. Because again, prayers, faith without works, you know, things happen. That stuff needs to manifest here in the now, in the earth realm. And we have the power. I have the power to make that happen through my vote, amen, through my voice, amen. And I'm excited that I'm doing it by way of my being in my rightful place. Hallelujah. In my rightful place as being in right standing with God. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, amen. The word of God says when the righteous is in rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in reign, the people mourn. So I'm excited in everything God is doing and how he's moving in my life and how he's even positioning me and elevating me in the church, us, we, the body of Christ. And I'm excited that those of you who are leaders, who have the commission to anoint and appoint, I pray, have the authority to anoint and appoint. I really do pray that God will give you new eyes, he'll give you new ears, and that you will have the courage to allow him to rearrange some things. Amen. And that does not mean that a person, if they sin, as I said before, is over. No. It's how they're restored. Amen. David is the best example of how God can restore. Amen. So, I mean, he's restored me, amen, from some things, and 'cause I've missed it, you know. And as the word of God said, all have sinned and come short. So I am a champion, truly a champion. I champion people who are considered underdogs, amen. I strongly believe in second chances. That's just That's just the way of Christ. That's just the way of God. And if God wanted to be over with, he wouldn't have put the plan of salvation and sending his son. Amen. He could have kept it at the prophets, and God knows where we will be. Amen. But I'm present thanking God for the new beginning, the fresh start. Amen. What he's doing. I'm thanking God that the new heaven and new earth is coming down from the Father of lights. And that, and I pray that and he has me really in intercession for certain leaders and intercession for certain leaders that he's put in my prayer, and I'm really interceding for them because they are really going to a new dimension. They are already into that place, but I'm an intercessor. That's one of my base anointings is intercession, and I thank God that I do that intercession by the Spirit. It's not by second sorcery prayers or by me praying with my mind and all that. No, and unfortunately, God is dealing with that too, you know, because people want to see a certain outcome, and unfortunately, people will start praying that way and even praying on God's anointed and other believers because they know that certain people in the body of Christ have the anointing and gifting. And again, you can't manipulate the elements, anything that God is doing. He won't have it. He won't, you know. And so this is also a woe unto you and a warning that if there has been respectable persons, if you have delegated someone that you do the you check your inventory right now and ask the Lord to show you what's really going on with people, because God has to show us those who labor among us. Amen. And so I'm thanking God for his favor, because his favor is the thing that does it. Amen. And he said promotion coming out from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. And again, those delegations and those appointments are going to happen. Amen. We just need to pray for the leaders and those who he is set in position, and those who are joined with certain leaders to help put those people in office, that we make sure that they truly have a lifestyle of righteousness. Amen. Those who God wants to put in these offices, even with certain elections coming up, you know, I'm looking at certain candidates, and I'm supposed to, you know, and I'm praying about certain candidates that I want to what I should pray for, because I want to be responsible in making the right decision on who's supposed to be in that office, and the Lord would give me and tell me why. That's the beauty about the Holy Spirit. He'll tell you why, or he just leave it up to our judgment, because he trusts our judgment. That's why he said, you know, I gave you my word. You know, now go live it. You know, the Father God takes pleasure in us being the adults, amen, taking the lead, he trusts our judgment. That's why he said, "What see ye? What say ye?" Amen. Jesus asked me, what say he? Who do men say that I am? I want to hear what you have to say. So the Lord loves us. He loves when we minister to him. He loves when we exercise our power, amen, authority in the right way, amen. And I'm excited about really getting involved more with those things that pertain to our civilization and our society and even right where I live. Amen. So I want to say God bless you. Peace, blessings, and much love to you. Thank you so much for visiting my Facebook, my Twitter feed for the year of the greater. Hallelujah. And truly greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. You don't have to go looking for God. He's already there. He's already in you. He just wants to resurrect the seed that he put in you. Amen. And resurrected by his Spirit, amen, resurrected by his word. Hallelujah. So with that, peace, blessing, and much love. And I will be back later in the week. Sunday is, weekend is a couple days away. Wow. Okay. Well, that's it for today, and hoping you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening. Peace, blessings, and love. And please feel free to drop me a line at my email on my website. I love to hear from you, your testimonies, or even any prayer requests that you have. I will be glad to respond. Amen. So I love you. This is yours truly, Lisa Marie, signing off. Peace and much, much love.